This is 10 to Then, searching out the future alongside Kings. 10 to Then is brought to you by TPEX, 10th Person and Future Imagining for Decision Makers. It is 2024, and what is the future of crime? Perhaps you are amongst that opinion that says that with the establishment of universal basic income or universal services, as abundance is generated, that crime will no longer exist. However, I take a more pessimistic view. I think man is man, and intrinsically there is something inside us that drives us to things we should not do. In the future, though, how will crime occur? Consider if an expansion to space has occurred. Will criminal activities literally off-planet themselves to allow them to escape jurisdiction, or at least to allow them to escape easy prosecution as a consequence of their criminal activities? With that technology in place, what heists, what criminal activity will become possible with perhaps zero gravity machines or advanced robots? Will criminals commit crimes in person, or will they just send a robot to go do it themselves? Perhaps robots of that sort should not be able to do so, and hence new crimes arrive, those of utilizing technology in ways it should not be utilized, circumventing safeguards and restrictions. It is harrowing to think of the atrocities and manipulations that could occur in an insecure automated transport system, and here hostage taking, disappearing, or civil disobedience could find itself occurring as well. In those ideas of emerging technologies, we also perhaps have to consider the idea of the AI chatbots, perhaps expanded beyond their large language model as they are now into a more aligned general intelligence. Will it be right and appropriate that they facilitate criminal activity? Should rather steps be taken to prevent such action from occurring? That it would not be desirable for criminals to have the benefit of an AGI advocating, assisting, and perhaps even executing their nefarious deeds in their place. But if such technology was to be hobbled and restricted from such uses, whatever things would we perhaps lose? Whatever futures of divergent thinking and potential could be lost as a consequence of aggressive censorship against ideas deemed as bad, but perhaps only bad in their intended and currently imagined implementation? If we consider humanity having undertaken the flight to space, and in its space colonization role, what there would the future of crime be? Perhaps I could commit a heist and then just sail ever further away into space, knowing that if anybody wished to pursue me, a significant technological leap in faster than light transport or something like that would need to occur for me to ever face the consequences of my actions, as I just flee further and further into the great unknown, after having completed the heist or the acquisition that I was underway with. Perhaps there is an alarming moment there where there could be a window that criminality could go unpunished as long as self-banishment was an acceptable outcome from it as well. Perhaps a more frontier-like criminal system would occur, where in the immediate years of the space colonization having occurred, we would find that law and order largely breaks down, and those who have much enforce their will, as perhaps was seen with the expansion of Western democratic societies throughout history. I think there'd be crime in the future. I think it'd be challenging to deal with it. That was 10 to Then, brought to you by TPEX, helping your business imagine the future and succeed.